I think the, you know, the reality is with accountability around these kind of crimes is that it is a long process, and that there are obviously bodies in place that it is their job to look at these and then to, you know, go through that process. But what we're saying is that we can't wait for those processes to play out. We have to be proactive. And so for UNICEF, our mandate is clear. We are for every child. And so what we are asking for is for parties to change their behaviour now. Not to wait to see if there are going to be, you know, recriminations further down the road, for parties to say, we will take the stand and protect children and ensure that they are protected, as we have agreed under international humanitarian law.
Women and girls have been used as weapons of war in conflict zones, as you know, for years, and it seems to have ramped up a lot more in 2024. It's happened in Sudan and elsewhere. Has UNICEF been able to talk to any children who have been the victims of this? And if so, what are some of their stories?
We have, you know, and sexual violence against children and women in war is one of the most abhorrent, horrifying, you know, issues within conflict. And it really, really has a lifelong impact on many, many women and children. And so, you know, from in a place like Sudan, yes, you know, we have seen widespread reports of absolutely horrific instances of violence against women and children. And we actually have a report coming out early next year, which will shine a light further on that. You know, but the parents that we speak to and the children that we speak to, they want one thing, which is that quiet miracle of a normal life. They want to be able to go home. They want to be able to have their kids in school. They want to wake up believing that tomorrow will be better than today. You know, and that's what we do every day, is to try and make sure that happens. And obviously our humanitarian support, providing psychosocial care and providing access to the basic necessities of life, is part of that. But none of this can really happen whilst conflict is still raging, whilst women are still threatened by sexual violence and rape, whilst, you know, there are bombs falling and schools being damaged and destroyed and hospitals being damaged and destroyed. That has to stop before we can really help children and families rebuild their lives.
I suppose that answer could be applied to this last question, but what is your message from UNICEF to the leaders of nations and their military commanders who have been involved in these kinds of grave violations with conflict zones?
Yeah, the first message is one which we repeat ourselves again and again with, but we continue to call on all parties to conflicts everywhere around the world and all those who have any kind of influence over, to ensure that children are protected, to adhere to the rules of war, to make sure that the children and the basic structures of life, whether it's schools or hospitals or access to humanitarian support, that is protected. But secondly, you know, on a personal level, it's for each and every one of us to understand, to recognize that each and every one of the children who are affected by these are our children. They are no different from, you know, your own children or your nephews and nieces or your, you know, friends and family. You know, these are kids who have the same hopes, the same dreams, the same, you know, the same games that they play out in the street. You can be anywhere in the world and you will see kids being kids. And it is heartbreaking when that happens, set against, you know, the rubble from damaged and destroyed buildings, or you meet children who have been killed, or you meet children who have been injured and are now in hospital with, you know, the loss of limbs, or you meet parents whose children have been killed. All any of them want is peace and the chance to rebuild their life. So that is the call. You know, 2024 was an absolutely devastating year. 2025 cannot be worse. It cannot, because we cannot say we do not know what is happening. You know, it is absolutely critical that we say enough is enough. This cannot be the new normal.